Hello, and welcome to a new Pixel Recess. Remember the time when I was able to release it Monday morning? I miss those days. I miss those days, you guys. I'm going to do my best to be better at that. You know, new year, new something. I don't know how I'm going to get to like 100 episodes. One, I'm really just afraid of asking people to be on the show. I seem to ruin everyone's career after they're on the show. And that's not an exaggeration. It's a career killer. Maybe that's a badge of honor. Maybe it's just a badge of badges. But I'm a little afraid of the power the show wields over the universe. But I will try to be more responsible with that power. Because with great power comes great drink responsibly. I think that's it. Anyway, on today's show, we have International Man of Mystery. I think dual... What do they call that when you live in two different countries? He's a bipolar. He's bipolar. He's a, I guess you could call him a designer, a photographer, a speaker, a gentleman, a charmer of snakes. And he's a man who has a beautiful voice. And by that I mean he sings to barbers, I think. Anyway, today's guest is Dan Rubin. Yeah, another Dan. I know. Another Dan. I don't know what to say. Today's show is brought to you by Incognito Mode in Google, Acid Reflux, and Typefaces. Let's just stop listening to me. I know that's the most boring part of the show for you. So let's just jump into the interview. All right, so let's get into some meat now. Are you ready?
I've been ready.
What is worse than HDR? Is there anything worse than HDR?
Oh, man. Such a polarizing topic.
I've broken limbs, and I still think HDR is worse than that.
I'd rather have a root canal, I think.
Correct. Now, if someone offered you HDR glasses, where like you put the glasses on and everything was HDR, would you accept, or would you punch them?
I'd probably punch them. And when they asked why'd you do that, I would say, "Our eyes don't need HDR, stupid."
Unless you like me to see all of your wrinkles and...
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's the whole reason behind HDR is to mimic the dynamic range of our eyes.
I know, that's what they say. But because I'm like, I've never seen anything quite like that, thankfully.
I think that's because of the over-processing that people do when they shoot HDR.
Right.
Using the default approach to HDR ends up being like really over-processed and just crazy unrealistic.
Yeah, anything default Photoshop is...
All of the settings are meant to be so unrealistic that you'll remember to change them, but no one ever does.
They're still waiting for that cat filter where you just click cat and it adds a cat to any photo.
Oh, man. You know how many millions you could make if you actually built that filter?
Catify. It has to be only through Instagram, though.
iOS has the best...
Cats?
Oh, well...
Yeah, they have the best cat demographic.
There's a business model. You could sell different cats as in-app purchases.
Absolutely. And then for all the cats that you collect, you can also get virtual goods for those cats. So you can do add cat holding bacon. Boom.
If this app doesn't get built, I'm going to be very disappointed.
So speaking of Instagram,
yeah.
Have you ever taken a picture that you thought was so terrible that there's no way 3,000 people could like it, and yet still... 3,000 people liked it? And if not, can we make that happen? Have you ever taken a picture of, say, like bird shit?
I'm constantly amazed when I post pictures of food. I'll shoot a picture of coffee, and just the number of people who just seem to want to like, you know, a flat white blows me away.
I think you should try to work in a little cat somehow. Like, you do a nice architecture shot, and like maybe there's a cat like peering just around.
I might do this. I might have to do like once a month, mm-hmm. just have a day that I set aside to post a photo of me in a dressing room trying on a new blouse.
Do I look pretty? And then hashtag pretty, hashtag YOLO.
And then, you know, one of a cat doing something silly, a stuffed cat.
You should ask a taxidermist to make like two cats boxing or something like that.
This has just turned into a theme.
What's your favorite hashtag? Do you have a favorite?
I like what I like is actually searching Instagram for what to me are the most random hashtag ideas I can think of, and seeing the fact that there are actually images posted on those.
What's one that you've done?
Unintentional selfie.
Diaper murder.
What?
Marshmallow canopy car fest.
Carrot cat. Apple Spider.
Hashtags Apple Spider. 24 posts.
Peach Tower.
One of my favorite games to do with the kids when I take them to school in the morning is Ohio license plates have three letters and then numbers, and we try to come up with words with the three letters. So it's like D-A-N.
Dinosaurs are...
Dinosaurs always nap.
Dinosaur appropriate nativity.
There you go. I like that.
Oh, God, yeah. The vocabulary just shrinks to zero. That's amazing.
I wonder if it's because we're old.
I don't... I'm not willing to admit that.
I totally am.
Well, I mean, you are old. Let's...
So are you fleeing from anything? You're from Florida originally?
Yeah. I was born in Miami Beach, grew up in Fort Lauderdale.
And now you're in England. Are you a Secret Service, FBI?
As far as what I'm allowed to tell you, no, I'm not a secret agent.
So what's your favorite song about graphic design?
For some reason, the minute that you said like songs about graphic design, I just thought there must be a song in the catalog of They Might Be Giants that fits.
There is. Do you remember, there's a design firm called, they did the They Might Be Giants site, the Chopping Block. But I'm wondering, since you're barbershop quartet stuff, and I wondered if you guys had ever done songs about graphic design or developing or Internet Explorer.
No, strangely, for whatever reason, we've never brought that into our music, and I don't have any good excuse for it.
I'm disappointed a little bit.
I might have to try writing some original tunes about the challenges of graphic design.
Or you could take the Def Leppard song "Photograph" and make it about Instagram. Could be brilliant. Could be terrible.
Yeah, I'm just going to make myself a little note here to do that now.
I mean, you could branch into a whole new realm of speaking that involves you opening with the Graphic Designers National Anthem.
Would everyone be required to stand and place their hand over their heart?
No, they'd be required just to stare at their iPhone. Well, Dan, it's been educational for me.
I wish I could say the same.
Anyway, that was my interview with Dan 3, or Dan Rubin, our third Dan. Again, I apologize for the inconsistency of this show, but I'm thinking I will be more consistent and looking for Wednesdays, a midweek, you know, pull you through or bring you down. Either way, it'll probably be both. It'll be a mixture of this is awful and I ruined 10 minutes of my life, or hey, that was enjoyable and I can continue on with this thing that I don't enjoy, or you do enjoy. I enjoy whatever you enjoy. Guys, don't let me say words anymore. I'm bad at them. Anyway, thank you for listening to the show. You can find the show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com. A big thanks to United Pickle Workers. Yep. Today's show is brought to you by Pickle Workers, United Pickle Workers. We're not going to brine over the truth. Find the show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com, where you can find all the old shows, and I do more interesting write-ups than what I'm saying with my mouth face right now. Find the show on Twitter at Pixel Recess. On Facebook, don't go. It's there, but it's nothing. It's not interesting, and I don't recommend it. And please go to iTunes, find the show, search it, type with your hand, fingers, and put in Pixel Recess. Go there, rate and review the show, and write something. It can just be, hey, I like your mustache, or whatever. Because that helps people find the show, because iTunes is what you would call a nightmare of discovery. It's a nightmare of discovery. There's no way to discover things. The best you'll discover is shows that are probably 5 years old. Hey, this is a new podcast that was stopped podcasting 2 years ago. Enjoy it. Anyway, the voting is closed on Net Awards. We'll see if I've won anything. I didn't win anything. It's okay. I'll recover. I'm just happy to have nominated myself 7 times. And tune in next Wednesday. Wink, wink, Wednesday. Where I'll have a guest, and we'll talk about dumb things. Until then, I hope you all have a week that is wonderful. Bye now.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.